Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, what another great opportunity today is that we can come before you gratefully, ready to open your word and to learn from you by your Holy Spirit the truths that you want us to know. And Lord, today as we study again this book of Galatians, I pray that you will teach us more about yourself, your Son, and your ways. And then, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, empower us to live according to those ways that we might be pleasing in your eyes. We'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Fallen from Grace. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 4. If it is not apparent by now, we should be able to see the love and care that Paul the Apostle has for the church members in Galatia. Over and over again, he has made an appeal to them to understand the grace or unmerited favor of God, and how this grace through Jesus Christ does not require that one return to the ceremonies and regiments of the law of God. However, it seems that the Galatians are persistent. And so Paul continues his discourse with them in chapter 5 and verse 4 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace." Paul has formally told the Galatians that if they desire to be circumcised, then they must follow the whole law. In other words, they were returning to the very attempt that showed them their need for Jesus in the first place. Paul begins, "Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law." In other words, there's no need for Jesus Christ if a person can be justified by the law. The problem with this line of thinking is that there is no one that can be justified by the law because no one keeps the law. The law, as we have learned from earlier passages, was to show us our unrighteousness before God. The intent of the law of God was to demonstrate our own sinfulness and our need for Jesus Christ. Only Jesus kept the law perfectly. And to seek to be justified by the law only meant certain unrighteousness again. Paul continues, "You are fallen from grace." If a person seeks to be justified by the law of God, he or she forsakes the grace of God. In other words, a person may choose one of two ways to be righteous. First, they may choose to be righteous by the keeping of the law. If they keep the law in every aspect and not violate it in any manner, whether by spirit or by action, they may be righteous. The second way of righteousness is by faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect life, and he fulfilled all righteousness. Once a person receives Jesus as their personal Savior, the grace of God is appropriated to them, and they become righteous before God. The whole idea is to establish a relationship and fellowship with God the Father. A person must be holy and righteous to stand before a holy and righteous God. And if a person seeks to be justified and righteous by keeping the law, if they violate it in one point, they have violated all of it. They are fallen from the position of grace. Paul the Apostle wrote to the Romans in chapter 11 and verse 6 the following words, "And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work." The work of righteousness has been fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And now any effort on our own to fulfill the law of God simply comes up short. We should desire to continue in the grace of God and enjoy the benefits of standing in God's grace. Rather than falling away or making void the grace of God, let us find ourselves enjoying the provision made for us through the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ. As the old hymn rings out, "Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within, grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin." Next time, we will see what it means to wait for the hope of righteousness. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.